All right, let's open this prayer. Benny, good to see you, brother. Glad you're here, and we'll pray and turn it over to you. Father, we thank you for the fellowship, for the encouragement that we get even in this time of discussing and getting encouragement about your kingdom throughout the world, even with Susie's work and your heart for the poor and what she has done for 15 years now or so. Lord, just thank you for that. Pray for her encouragement this morning. But she certainly, to a large extent, has found what she is shaped to do by her giftedness and her abilities, her desires. And I thank you for that. I pray for all of us with the topic of this series that we would see this as being equipped to do what you have us here to do. Or we, many days is just trying to get through a day, but Lord, put us on mission because there's so many needs and there's so much joy waiting if we can, get with what we're to be doing for you and for our, community, our church and, non-believers around us. So thank you for Benny's study about this, his work in putting this together and his willingness to teach us on these Sunday mornings. Pray that you do that today in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Great to be back with you guys. And today we're in our seventh study on our design by God. And thank you for that prayer, John. I really appreciate it. I have 48 different, today we're studying through our abilities and talents, but I guess today I realized I have 48 different ones listed. Of course, that's not all, but I guess I need to put quick-wittedness as an ability there as well, since Tim kind of coined that for John. I got to add another one, so if you want to pencil that one in, this is great. And I know I say it each week, and Belinda and I were even telling our daughter last night, yesterday we drove to Nashville to see her and to help paint some and a new home and do some other work. And we were telling them that how much we just love you guys and being with you and look forward to being together with you each Sunday. So, just thank the Lord for you. Well, as I said today, we are going through our seventh lesson, and we're going to study through our abilities and talents, those abilities and talents that God has given us for his glory. And as we do that, just a few things up front. First, as we look at this, just to have that definition and that perspective or that thought, that we would be clear on a talent in the way that I'm talking through this is that special and natural ability, aptitude or skill or proficiency that someone has. And as we're talking through it, we're very clear that every good gift, everything we have is from the Lord. And so that is our definition for this. And, of course, a few thoughts, and thank you, John, and your, prayer, how you hit on the different aspects of our design, which we're studying through our design, using that acrostic for shape. And we studied our spiritual gifts already for 3 weeks. And then and as we go through that, the H is our heart. And we'll take that up in 2 weeks. And today we're going to study through our abilities. And then our personality, we took 2 weeks to study through that. And next week, we're going to talk through our God-given experiences and how God uses those sovereign experiences in our life, whether they're difficult or whether they're very good and exciting, how God uses those to shape us for his glory. And so all of these different things, each one of these areas in our shape work together. God uses all of them together. They're all in his plan from before time began for you and me. And he designed us before time, and he recreated us at salvation. He continues to conform us into the image of Christ and to make us and to develop us even now until we're glorified with him. But let's keep that shape in mind. Let's not hang on one area or the other, because all of these influence who we are, how we operate, how we live together for Christ, how we interpret life, and so forth. Well, just said these things already that I wrote down here for us to talk through, that just as we have those spiritual gifts and personality, we have God-given abilities and talents and skills, and he gave those to us in that intentional design to build his kingdom, to glorify his name, to represent him here on earth, and to enjoy him, to glorify him. Well, God's given each of us these special abilities really at birth. When you think through talents and abilities, you may go, well, I really didn't develop that until later in my life. He still gave you that aptitude or to have that skill or that ability. And I've seen some people go, well, you just do this, this, and this, and that's all you got to do. And I'm like, I don't even understand what this and this and this are in your world, you know, and I can never do what I sit here and I see each one of your pictures. I'm like, I cannot do what you do, 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 because I don't have those skill sets. I don't have those abilities or talents that God's given you. And so we need to see that, that each one of us have a certain ability or skill or talent that God's given us. And that's why I outlined 48 of them to at least give us a large range to be able to look at in my outline or in that evaluation, that inventory I sent you. Well, we go back to our passage in Ephesians 2:10, seeing that God gave us these abilities and talents to do the good work that he's given us to do. To do that, to glorify his name. Well, I was thinking through this and think about, I mean, have you ever, I would say most of us, if not everyone, would say yes to at least one of these, if not all of them, of what I was thinking about. But think of that time or maybe even this morning where the music that was played just moved your heart. It just did something in your soul. It encouraged you. It strengthened you. Just music that was so amazing and beautiful. Think of just someone with the talent of singing, and you hear a song, you hear them sing a song. And again, maybe this morning or at a worship service or even on your iPod or wherever, on your phone, and you're like, wow, you know, this is just so inspiring. It moves me forward. I'm encouraged by this talent that this person has. Or maybe you walk in and you see, you're in a museum or you're in someone's home and you see this work of art and it's, you know, there on the wall and you're just taken back by the beauty and it does something to us and encourages our soul. It inspires us. I know for me, even architecture, when you come up and you see certain buildings and you can, and I look at them, I go, wow, how in the world did they design this? How in the world did they do this? Maybe it's a huge bridge across an expanse of water and you go, you know, how did they build that San Francisco Bridge? I mean, who designed that? Who engineered that? That's an amazing, you know, different groups of gifts and talents. And maybe it's reading a book and a certain author has done that, or you've heard a speech or someone, or a sermon, and you could just, that talent, that ability, just really moved you. Well, I could keep going. I'm not going to go on all 48 of them, but you see that God gives us these abilities and talents to encourage each other, to build each other up, and even how he would bring us into a more quality life, one that we're created in his image, one that we can enjoy the beauty that he has, not only in creation of the trees and those things, but the creation through his people, through the beauty of these gifts and talents and abilities that God's given us. And it's important that we would know our own talent and ability. Maybe we can pick out someone else on here or several people on here very easily and go, I know theirs, but what's mine? It's important that we would know our own gifts and our own abilities, our own talents and skills, that we could glorify the Lord in those. Well, I said you see these at birth. They may develop through time and how God uses them. One example in my own family is my son, Ben. He's my oldest son. And when he was young, he loved to build with Legos. And when he was probably about 9 or 10, he asked for this huge Lego set. I mean, I was trying to talk with Belinda again last night, because to me, I was like, it seemed to cover his floor space between his bed and this little desk, the whole thing. And it was just big. I don't know how big it was, maybe 3 to 4 feet long and a couple feet wide. It was huge. And he asked for that for his birthday. And Belinda told me, I said, baby, that's all we could afford to get him. I mean, it wasn't cheap. It was this amazing, huge Lego set. Well, we got it for him. That's what he wanted. And he worked on that immediately and just spent time that day and every day until he finished it. And I remember when he finished it, he came and got me and ran in with this beaming little face and, come on, look at this, Dad. And I'm like, wow, that's great. And he showed me every little piece, how it all put together and what he had to do to get to that place and that place. And so we started seeing those gifting of just how he loved to see how things went together and to build those things. And then when he was, I think, in his freshman year of college, he came home, and on Saturday he was cleaning out his car, and Belinda went out just to spend time with him, said, hey, I'll help some, and was out there, and he pulled out this big stack of paper, and she goes, what's that? And they were all kind of together, and he said, these are different houses that were being built or for sale in different neighborhoods being built. Since I was 16 and in high school, I just drive around and I'll see a neighborhood and I'll see homes being built or a neighborhood getting started. And I'll just go through and I'll pull those and just look at them and go, how did they do that? What do they do? And we looked at each other and went, okay, this is amazing. And he at that time was in pre-med, but wasn't enjoying it. It was really tough, and it became obvious that wasn't God's bent for him. And so I just said, son, what are some things you're thinking about? He said, I really, you know, would like to do building science. And his mom, I went up and told Belinda, she said, I think that's what his bent is. And she put these things together for me and shared those things with me. And now he's a project manager for a company where he is in building. He just uses his natural abilities and talents each day at work for the glory of God. And likewise, God gives you and me different gifts and talents, and we may use them in our vocation. We may use them in our neighborhood, or we may use them in the body of Christ. It'd be great, you know, if we do all of the above or some of the above, at least in the body of Christ, and to just use those abilities and talents. And how could God use me to build up the others around me in these ways? Well, I want to go through and make sure that we look at the Bible passages. Now, there's several I'm going to point out first, just to give us a framework for this, and then I want to go through kind of a more a passage that I'll pull out some principles in a second. But these are some foundational principles when we're talking through any gift that God would give us in 1 Peter 4, whether it's a spiritual gift or the gift of a talent, ability, or skill, or any gift God would give us. But it says this: as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God, and whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, God gives each one of us, yes, a spiritual gift, but he gives each one of us talents and abilities. And where do you use those? To serve each other. And we need to understand that we belong to God in everything we have. Our gifts, our talents, our abilities, everything belongs to God. And so we're stewards. We're stewards of those things that God's given us by his amazing, varied grace. And we do it all for his glory. Another passage is in James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, from whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Our great heavenly Father, the Father of lights, and he gives good gifts to you and to me. And they're perfect in the way that he has designed for you and I to have that level of gift. And he wants you and I to use those gifts for his glory. He doesn't show partiality, as the next passage. And then Romans 12:6 says, having gifts and that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Again, let's use those gifts that God's given us, and he gives it to us by his grace. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required of stewards to be found faithful. So that's what we're not to compare ourselves with others and their gifts. God does not want us to do that. He doesn't want us to wish that we had the gift that our neighbor has and covet those other gifts. God wants us to be happy or to be pleased or to be glad or to be satisfied in him and him alone. And the gift that he's given us, those abilities and talents he's given us, he wants us then to steward them or to use them for his glory, and that we would be found faithful. Faithfulness is what God wants. He wants you and I to be faithful, to be faithful to use the gift and the talent, whatever it is, at whatever level, for him and his glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 just gives reinforcement for this. Whatever you eat or drink, whatever you do, do everything. Do it all for the glory of God. And then 1 Corinthians 12:4-6 and verse 11 says this. Now, we've read this in light of spiritual gifts, but listen to it in light of our abilities. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of service, but the same Lord. There are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. So it's the Lord God Almighty who, as he wills, as he so desires in his perfect plan throughout all generations for his glory, for his kingdom, has given you your ability and talent individually, just as he decided to do it, as he willed. And the great thing is he empowers us to use it for him. He will give us the strength and the ability. He'll give us the mindset. And we're not to overthink or to wonder and just get paralyzed wondering, are we really doing what we should? No, we're to do what God's called us to do. And guess what? He'll show us more ways to use those gifts and talents when he wants us to. So we need to just be actively using those and see that there is a variety of gifts, but it's the same Spirit who gives those to us. And it's the same Lord Jesus Christ who gives us a service for him. We each have a service that we're to do, to serve him and serve one another. And we have an activity, a variety of activities from that same Lord God Almighty. We have the activities. We have something that we're to be active doing for the Lord in our life. And so he's called us to do this. Genesis 25:27. These are just some biblical examples. Let's just hit these real quickly. Some biblical examples in the Old Testament of some people that God outlined gifts and talents. It's a great study. I'm only going to hit a few. But just to go, where is that in the Bible? Where are some examples? Well, here you go. In Genesis 25:27, it speaks of Esau and Jacob, says this: when the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. We know Jacob was, you know, very good he had great culinary skills. He was a great cook. You know, we know that he had many other skills from just reading that, but they're brothers, even twins, but yet they had different skills and talents. When Esau was a hunter and good in the field and farming, and, you know, just different skills, even for brothers. And then Exodus 31:1-6. This is a great passage when we talk through talents and skills. You know, God's giving all the instructions for building his tabernacle of worship, and to show that he will never leave. He has made a covenant relationship with his people forever. He'll never leave them or forsake them. And they're building this tabernacle to show the presence of God and for the worship of Jehovah God, Yahweh God. And he says this to Moses. He says, the Lord said to Moses, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic design, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting stones, for setting and in carving wood, and to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahizamak, of the tribe of Dan. And I have given to all able men ability, that they make all that I have commanded you. So here in this example, we see God has already skilled Bezalel and Aholiab with these talents and abilities, and not just them, but all able men, all people, all mankind, are all able men. He's given abilities. And look at that last verse, given abilities that they may make all I have commanded you. The Lord there to build his temple, and now he's building the church, the big C church, until Christ returns in the kingdom of God. And he's given all mankind, you and I and all his church, the abilities he wants us to have to build that kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Great example of Bezalel and Aholiab, with such great artistic skills there for the temple. Of course, Ezra was skilled as a scribe, and Daniel and Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego had so many different skills of wisdom and knowledge and learning. And even King David, we know that he was a great musician, he was a songwriter, a strategist, and a leader. And you could pull out several other talents, because we see so much of his life in the scripture that we get to know him personally in these talents and abilities. And just as God has given each one of these abilities, he's given you and I talents and abilities. Well, I want to finish out our time on this passage and talk through 10 principles. Some I've already hit on, but I want to highlight them from this passage in Matthew 25:14-15. And this is the parable of the talents, as you read it in Matthew 25. What's interesting is that the whole idea of the word talent, how it's grown throughout time. And we know that words develop that throughout time, you know, I wrote down several here, but just how words change. And the word talent has developed throughout time. There was, in King David's time, we just spoke of him, really the word talent was a measurement of weight. It was around 75 pounds. It was a measurement of weight. Then it developed the word talent to money, to measure money. And it was, at this time in Matthew 25, the current use of it in the Roman world was it was about 20 years of wages. And then in John Calvin's days, in the Reformers' days, the word talent broadened itself in the communication to mean natural abilities and special skills, which we use it for even today. And in fact, John Calvin had started teaching this and even had a sermon on the using the talent, your abilities and skills that God's given you for his glory. So we're going to listen to this as I read through it with that in mind of our talents and skills and abilities. And then we'll highlight from it. All right. So here's in verse 14 of Matthew 25, and I'll go through this passage. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 more. But he who had received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward and bringing 5 talents more and saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. And here I've made 5 more talents. And his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. So we continue with verse 22. And he who had 2 talents, he came forward and said, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. And here I've made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward and said, Master, I knew that you were a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seeds. So I was afraid, and I went, and I hid your talent in the ground. And here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scatter no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given, and he who has have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast this worthless servant into the outer darkness, into the place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There's so much in this passage, but let's look at just 10 principles as it relates to our talents. First, we know that there's only one master, only one Lord, only one God. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ, God our Father, the triune God. and he owns all things. The creator God who owns it all. He owns everything. You, me, and everything we have. All that we are. And we're servants of God. And we live to do his will in our lives. That's why we're here. To glorify him and to do his will. And God has entrusted all that we have, our talents, abilities, our property to his servants and instructed us. He instructed them. He has instructed us to be good stewards of what he's given us. And then we know that God has entrusted possessions and talents and abilities to each of his people according to his design and his good purpose. We noticed that he gave five, you know, two, one. He gives different talents and different levels of talents to each person as he so desires. Again, what he desires is that we would be faithful to use that. And we must embrace that talent and ability that God's given us with thankfulness and joy. And also we, the servants of Christ, are to use and invest our talent for the glory of God. And we must know that what we do does matter. What we do with our talent and ability, you know, wherever we are, that matters. Even this morning, I was reading through something, and I didn't put it in, but even this morning, I was reading through an article and it said this in this article. It's an article by Hugh Welchel in Theology 101. But he said this, Calvin made it clear that the use of our talent is not restricted to the church or to its pious duties. It encompasses the whole of creation. And there's a person, Paul Marshall, wrote a book really on the use of talents and abilities. Anyway, he refers to him. Marshall reports that Calvin challenged believers to, and he puts in quotations, to work, to perform, to develop, to progress, to change, to choose, to be active, and to overcome until the day of their death or the return of the Lord. I love that. If we're to use those abilities and talents that God has given us for his kingdom, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever abilities he's given us, it's good to use them. Wherever we are, at our jobs, in our neighborhood, in our homes, and especially in our church, everywhere, for his glory. And it matters that we do this. God desires and requires for us to be faithful to use those abilities and talents and possessions that he's given us for his glory. Mentioned that several times. And there is joy in our faithful service for the Lord, using our abilities and talents for him. You could hear even in the story, even in the parable that Jesus was telling, when those faithful servants came, they were excited to tell the master what they had done with their talent. And just, they couldn't wait to share with him what had happened when they used it for him and invested it. And there's joy in faithful service to the Lord, and God wants us to experience that great joy in serving him. And we must serve Christ with our abilities and talents with assurance and confidence that our master, he will return, and we will give an account of all that he's entrusted to us. And then also, just as in this parable, Jesus mentions this without a doubt, because we long to hear these words when Christ returns or when we go to be with him. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I'll set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. We desire to hear and to know that our Lord God is pleased. That's in us as Christians. The Lord would have us to be that way. Well, just a couple of thoughts of application this morning as we close out our time. I want to encourage us all that we would recognize and embrace that God has given each of us a special ability and talent and skills. We need to recognize this and embrace the truth that he has. Secondly, is we need to pray and ask God to reveal that talent and ability and skill to us. If we don't know it, show me what it is. And he will gladly show that. He may do that through a friend or a family member or someone around you, or just through your prayer and thought before the Lord. And then also you can use that. I sent you also the abilities and talents and skills worksheet. You can use that. It's brief. It's one little page with four questions. And that could help you discover it. And what we want to do when we do discover our gifts and talents, we want to be developing that. And we want to be using our gifts and talents before the Lord. And you can develop a plan on how to do that through that worksheet. And of course, as I just said, we want to be active in using, faithfully using that ability and talent and skill that God has given us, and to use it for Christ. Well, let me go ahead and close this in prayer. And then as soon as I do, I think that Ken and Susan Berg are going to sing us a song as we worship the Lord. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time. And thank you, God, that you love us. And thank you for just the assurance of how active you are with us every moment of every day in our life, and how before time began, you designed and you planned and you developed and you decided how we would be. And we are amazed at your providence and your sovereignty. And God, we trust you for those things we don't understand, and we do want to walk in those things we do understand. And now I pray that you would show each person here their special ability or talent. And many of them already know it, and they're already using it. And I pray you would encourage them as they continue to use their talent and ability for you wherever they are. And God, we do thank you for who you are. I pray you will bless each person here, and also that you would encourage them and strengthen them this week in Christ. And again, thank you that you are a good, good Father. And we do long to be with you. And we do long to hear you from your word say, well done, my daughter, my son, my good and faithful servant, enter in. Thank you, God, for giving us the blessing of serving you today and living for you today and for your glory. In Christ's name. Amen.
Come, O Christians, be committed to the service of the Lord. Lives for him more fitted, tune your hearts with one accord. Each his sacred vows renew. Turn away from sin and sadness, be transformed with life anew. Of your time and talents give ye, they are gifts from God above, to be used by Christians freely, to proclaim his wondrous love. Come again to serve the Savior, tithes and offerings with you bring. In your work with him find favor, and with joy his praises sing.